Drug giant Bristol-Myers Squibb says it has agreed to pay $670 million to settle several lawsuits. The suits charge that Bristol fraudulently restricted competitors from selling cheap copies of two of its best-selling drugs. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The drugs involved in the settlement are Buspar, an anti-anxiety drug, and Taxol, a cancer drug. In their heyday, they brought billions every year into Bristol's treasury. Small wonder, then, that Bristol tried to protect its franchise even after the patents on these drugs expired and generic drug makers were ready to sell cheap copies. Take the case of Buspar. Bristol's patent was set to expire on November 22, 2001. On November 21st, workers at Mylan Laboratories were loading trucks in Morgantown, West Virginia, with boxes of generic Buspar when Bristol announced that it had a new patent from the Patent and Trademark Office in Washington. This patent covered a chemical compound produced by the human body when Buspar was ingested. Mylan's trucks didn't leave those loading docks for many months. Attorneys general from 29 states filed suit against Bristol. So did wholesalers, insurers, chain drugstore companies, and a coalition of consumer groups. They alleged that Bristol violated antitrust laws by filing the late patent and that they unfairly paid too much for the drug as a result. It was these cases that were settled in principle yesterday. Bristol says it did nothing wrong but settled to end the risk of litigation. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer negotiated on behalf of the states.
This case, along with others that will result in settlements in the not-too-distant future, will show the pharmaceutical companies that they cannot play games by preventing generic drugs from gaining access to the marketplace. Today's settlement will impose upon them the appropriate penalty for having played those games.
The agreement with the states won't be final until Bristol agrees to change some of its business practices. The 29 states will get about $150 million of the money. It'll go to consumers who paid too much for the drugs and to the state's Medicaid programs, who purchased overpriced Buspar and Taxol for low-income consumers. Congress, the Federal Trade Commission, and President Bush himself tried last year to limit the ability of drug makers to file new patents on brand-name drugs for the sole purpose of keeping cheap copies off the market. It's not clear if any of those efforts will succeed, but yesterday Spitzer said the states won't let up.
The states have a very important role to play in enforcing the law, and we will continue to do that. I remain hopeful, nonetheless, that there will be legislative solution because there is such overwhelming pressure from consumers around the nation.
Yesterday's settlement was larger than analysts had expected, but it did have the merit of removing one question mark from Bristol's cloudy financial future. Generic versions of both Buspar and Taxol have been on the market for some time now, and Bristol's sales have plummeted. Its stock, which was battered all last year on news of questionable accounting practices, closed slightly lower yesterday. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.